MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. As growing crime in New Mexico continues to be a concern statewide, juvenile crime seems to be rising even more rapidly. During the last legislative session, Republican lawmakers put forth a bill to address juvenile crime that would have closed prosecutorial loopholes that allow violent juveniles to avoid real consequences, but it did not get any traction at the roundhouse. Now, following incidents like a 12-year-old being indicted on murder charges last week after intentionally running over Scott Habermal on his way to work, and a mass shooting in Las Cruces earlier this year, some state officials are calling for something to be done. At a press conference on Tuesday, Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bregman pleaded for help from lawmakers and supports a special session being called to deal with one of the nation's worst juvenile crime problems.
Juvenile crime is absolutely out of control in New Mexico. It's got to be fixed. We can only do so much. I can only prosecute under the laws that we have. There needs to be meaningful consequences built into the juvenile code so that somebody learns.
And Bernalillo Sheriff John Allen said it's past time to update the juvenile penal code.
Code has not been enumerated since 1978.
And Bregman said while it might seem juvenile crime is beyond the point of no return, it can still be fixed.
But I'm not willing to give up. It's the next generation. It's the future of New Mexico. There's too much at stake here and too many lives at stake, both the kids and the victims. And we need to focus on that. I will never give up on this. Never.
The governor has yet to call a special session, but has hinted she may do so. Registration for Cloudcroft Schools is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday. Classes resume on August 6th. And the Otero County Electric Co-op crews will replace a structure on the transmission line that feeds the Cloudcroft substation 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday. All members in Cloudcroft, Timberon, Pinyon, Weed, Mayhill, Sacramento, James Canyon, and Highway 244 coming out of Cloudcroft will be without power during that time. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.